Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy Tuesday. It's the Wagner College Show. My best friend, Wagner College.
Robert Loggia.
Robert, bro, the party at Fran Drescher's house tonight is going to be off the hook.
No question.
Oh, man.
Helped to resolve all of the strikes in Hollywood, and now celebrating a Wagner College win.
And TJ, in the words of Fran Drescher, as the Wagner game hit the final buzzer.
You're a horrible human being. You know, this is a big night, though, right? Because we've got NIT action. We've got the first parts of this long, arduous journey of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And, of course, we are the pre-game show for the season opener for the Dodgers and Padres coming up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's almost like the NFL Super Bowl when it's like this. Some kind of gambling show is on at 5 a.m. Turn it on. Let's watch
That's it.
Let's
we
watch
are
it.
The pre-pre show. Yep.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, welcome to the first night of the first four. Right now, 3 minutes to go until halftime, and the big question is, will Virginia finish the first half with 20 points? Will they? If you were live betting right now, will Virginia get to 20? They are the least fun team to watch ever in the history of college basketball.
You want to take it a step further? Synchronize the radio call of Jim Boeheim calling Virginia basketball, a team he hates. He had a couple of excited utterances, but otherwise, like, they're doing nothing. They're just standing around.
They are so much not fun to watch.
No.
This, like, you know, watch it. It's like watching the Pistons when they were in the playoffs in 2004 and they beat the Lakers. It was like, yeah, they play great defense. They're just so not fun. They are the least fun team to watch ever.
I forget what high school playoffs I was watching last week. There were some clips going around where they don't have a shot clock installed. Mm-hmm. Like, they haven't voted it in to the association. So literally, it's the guy standing there at the top of the key with the basketball. That's how I feel like when I'm watching the Virginia games. Except they're attempting some movement, but really not a whole lot.
They are no fun at all. It's watching Virginia, like, great, I'm going to get a low-scoring game, I'm going to get a lot of defense, and I'm going to get a three-pointer every once in a while. That's what I'm going to get.
That has really been the hallmark of their play for a long, long time. This game this evening, I mean, this is just a disaster. I mean, Colorado State looks functional, and they have 25 points with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. I mean, come on.
I mean, if you were live betting right now,
punt
over 20 points, what would you have to take?
The under. I mean, live betting. What do we got live betting? Come on. Bet right now. Like I'm an NBA fan. Let's go.
Colorado,
put it in all the apps.
Colorado State and Virginia, 2-10 seeds right now. Game on True TV.
There we go.
You know what that means.
Yeah.
True TV or not TV. Woo-hoo. Coming your way. If you like the Magic Johnson Twitter game, oh boy, I'll tell you. True TV, this is the week we get to, I mean, this is when we really get to stretch our legs and do
really,
some really,
really
fun crap, man.
I mean, doing the Lord's work, no question about it.
But Colorado State leads Virginia right now with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, 25-14. Not at the 10-minute mark, not the 15-minute, no. 25-14. I mean, really, Virginia, it's like you watch them and go, I don't know how you root for them. How do you go to games and go, oh, I'm so excited to go to this game. Every game, what we kill them tonight, 29-25. I'll tell you, we just crushed them.
You know how you root
for them? We just crushed them.
+9.5.
Well, you're right on that number right now at +9.5.
Just saying, root for them. You may not like the results.
Yeah.
+9.5.
And Boeheim hate, because Virginia and Syracuse has been a bad match for Syracuse for years. Every game, well, except for when we got him in the NCAA tournament to get to the Final Four. But every other game has been, boy, we lost like 63-43 to Virginia. It's just awful. It's just like watching no shots and a lot of defense and missed buckets, missed opportunities. It's tough, man. Virginia is a tough watch.
I was listening to him on the way in for a bit. And it was the most entertaining. Like, he's very low-key, right? As you would expect Boeheim to be.
Sure.
But then, as his partner, and I'm sorry, I don't know the gentleman, whoever he's working with, is doing the play-by-play. Just in the background, he's got these little guttural... It's like he says more with the little... exhalings that he did when he actually spoke.
Yeah.
Like, guy hits a big three-point shot. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, what a shot. And, like, under his breath the whole time, he's like, no, it's your turn to crack the mic. Go ahead, say it, coach.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Carmen. We are live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Phone number 877-99 on Fox. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. Well, yes, the one final, we are one game down in the NCAA tournament, maybe in one of those crazy brackets where they say, no, we do the first four games, got to have your picks in by Tuesday at noon or you can't play.
It's all invalidated, yes.
It came down to the wire. It was a huge lead for the Wagner College, my Wagner College Seahawks. 1979, Wagner College Summer Camp Best Actor. I figured it out last night. 1978, 1979, 1980, 1981, Wagner College summer camps I went to.
How about that?
No, sorry. 77, 78, 79, 80.
That's pretty
good.
Those
4 years, yeah. 4 years, Wagner College summer camps. Yeah, dude, Staten Island.
No,
man.
I just wanted to address it, like, because I got a note on our Facebook page. There is one for the show. Mm-hmm. And someone thought we were denigrating the sanctity of Wagner College. Like, no, we celebrated it. You were at... summer camps.
Are you kidding?
We celebrated
best
the life
actor,
and career.
Best actor, 1979, man.
Right.
Best actor,
but we celebrated the life and career of Feech.
Yeah.
Robert Loggia.
Oh, behind you, it's the guy who went to Wagner College, Robert Loggia.
You think you were ever on campus? You think he saw your acting prowess?
Oh, maybe. Hey.
Do you think maybe he was on campus
all right,
during
let me ask
that
you this.
Time?
Do you think I have more Wagner College acting awards than Robert Loggia and Fran Drescher?
Wow.
Wagner College Acting Awards
Wow.
Do I have more Wagner College Acting Awards? Because I got that blue ribbon somewhere. I got to find it. I got that blue ribbon somewhere.
I'll take the kid.
You know, it's not. I mean, in terms of awards, I'll take the kid. It's not like Bosch where he can show up at somebody's house and say, "Hey, you have this from 30 years ago. Can you find it?" And like 8 seconds later, he finds it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go looking for it.
I don't know where it is, but I'm pretty sure I got that.
Man, I'm sure Loja got a lifetime achievement. Maybe you know, the theater's named after him. Maybe, I mean, he would be probably in their thespian society. I know that's a thing. My daughter did that for her high school. So maybe, you know, if you're counting those accolades, you'd be able to be trumped by Loja, the tag team of Loja and Drescher.
We get Robert Loja. Now, Bo Benson, who's in for Justin Frostberg tonight because Frostberg is sick / sleeping so he can wake up at 3:30 in the morning to watch the Dodgers. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's
allegedly
what's going on. Bo Benson, we are supposedly going to get Donald Copeland, Wagner head coach, to call in the next few minutes. We're going to get a Wagner College, Staten Island, Grimes Hill legend calling in the next few minutes here?
Yeah, we should.
Dude, Donald Copeland, man, we could talk about all the great restaurants on Staten Island, all the places to go. Oh, man, are you kidding? This is going to be great. 1979. I mean, really. This might be.
Are you going to think of the your favorite ice cream shop or something from when you were on camp?
Well, that would be Eggers. Eggers is probably the best. Okay. It's on Forest Avenue. You go down, not too far from Wagner College. Too far from there. Yeah. But, I mean, really, you think about, I mean, Wagner wins tonight. They won the Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl in 1987, Division III, right? They won the national championship.
Sure, no, that's big.
This is the next greatest thing Wagner College has done, is win this game in the NCAA tournament, beating Howard.
Yeah, I'd have to go through the annals of history. I mean, I'm sure there's some people in legal, in maybe lawyers or judges that are Wagner College alums that did something big.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe captains of industry.
I think it's me for summer camps.
Okay.
Loja and Fran Drescher.
Okay, I mean, because Drescher had a big year.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, she did.
Coming
oh,
out of the 100%. Strike,
100%. You know, yeah, you know, 100%. Now, I do want to say this. Howard Berman announced Wagner College's win tonight.
Oh, please, let's hear it.
In the NCAA tournament.
Here comes Howard. Town steps back.
No, this is how Berman would do it, Mark. This is how Chris, when I say how Berman would do it, it's how I would do it for Chris Berman. I was giving a pregnant pause right there for that. How would Chris Berman announce? He would say, here's one. And I know his last name is Loja, Robert Wagner. Winning tonight in the NCAA tournament, TJ.
Got a Robert Wagner in there. Nicely done, you anti-dentite son.
TJ, it's not the English police, but hey, Bobby, Wagner wins a game in the NCAA tournament, TJ.
Hey, Mike, I looked up notable alumni for Wagner just now. How come Rich Kotite wasn't mentioned?
Well, no. We never mention his name on the show ever.
Greatest Jets head coach in all time.
No. In fact,
you just said it three times, so now it's like Beetlejuice.
In fact,
he's showing up. He's Candyman.
Bo, you're fired. We have a rule. One of the big rules, 10-year, we don't bring up Rich Kotite's name on the show. We never bring that name up.
Even if it comes up with Jason Cole, he gets shooshed.
Yeah.
We were in the academy coming off the WWE.
No.
When I put my hand up, you shoosh!
Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard limitations. They do apply. Now, I do say this because I'm waiting to fill out my bracket for a bracket challenge here at Fox Sports Radio. Do I have to pick Wagner to win it all? I mean, do I have to?
Well, I mean, Syracuse isn't in, so
no,
I mean, technically,
no, they're not.
You're kind of an alum.
Yeah,
Wagner College.
I mean,
at this
I got
point.
Skin in the game. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game, right? I mean, that's skin in this game, man.
Please don't do that again.
I got skin. I mean, can you imagine if Wagner beats North Carolina? Can you imagine? That's early. I mean, oh my God!
I'll be up at 3 a.m. on Sunday calling into Mark answering the phone. Hey, can I talk to Bucky now?
You'd see all the Wagner College swag I'll be wearing in the next few days. Because look, if you go to eBay, you cannot get Wagner College swag. You can't. You can't get Wagner. It's impossible. I go. I want one double X sweatshirt. No matches. Wait, no, Matt, nope. Can't get a double X, can't get a sweatshirt, Wagner College.
You know my favorite thing? In the early days of eBay, once upon a time, they had these great prospect sets. They were the classic four sports, and you'd have hockey guys, whatever. But you'd have a pretty deep checklist, right? Because they'd have to pay Shaq or these guys a bunch of money so that you'd end up filling the product with a lot of guys that you paid basically a buck a card. Mm. And what was great is you went on eBay and you promoted it with, say, they were from a small college.
Okay.
Or one that wasn't represented in trading cards really much at all. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know, Rutgers. You'd have a bidding war between the Rutgers collectors. So I'm thinking with Wagner College, you might be able to do the same thing.
Wagner College is the Harvard of Staten Island.
How about that?
I mean, it's Wagner College and St. John's. I mean, those are the schools on Staten Island. And CSI, College of Staten Island. Those are the three colleges on Staten Island.
CSI?
CSI, yeah.
Yeah!
Where do you go to school? I go to CSI. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. I can't do it. No, those
were were you a William Peterson fan? Or were you more of the redhead guy?
No, I haven't watched that show since Caruso left. No, those are your three colleges on Staten Island. St. John's, Wagner College, and CSI. If any of them do anything in a tournament ever, which is kind of why I wanted St. John's again, I mean, I get ownership of that. I took classes at St. John's. I took SAT prep at St. John's.
Really?
Yeah. I own St. John's.
How'd that SAT
man.
Prep work for you?
I did well. Improved my score by 75
points. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Teacher gave me the answer.
Not an official endorsement.
No, not at all. Look, if you need to take an SAT. Wait, do people even take SAT classes anymore? Does it even matter?
Yeah.
I heard, but not for everybody. I think like only in certain parts of the country.
No, but that's
you
it.
Take an SAT
some,
class.
Some of them you don't need a test at all anymore. Some you need one. Some you don't need
some you just need a driver's license.
You need a pulse.
And get in.
Hey,
look
pulse.
At this.
Verify that you are who you claim to be.
Where are you going to school?
Here's a retinal scan, and away you go.
Where are you going? I'm going to Yale. How'd you get in? I just filled out the application, sent $75 in, and they told me I was in. It's amazing. That's right. Didn't have to write an essay. Didn't have to have a 4.0 GPA. I just applied. That's how it works.
Hey, the rules of engagement have changed immensely.
The world, but now,
some
okay.
of them are far more intense and competitive, and I'm seeing, you know, accept the trade. Like, say, me at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Little Mikey Harmon trying to get in all these years later.
Sure.
No chance in hell. That never gets past anything but kindling.
Okay.
My application.
All right, now let me ask
even
you
even with
this
pretty
now.
Good test scores.
If I'm not going to have North Carolina go to the Final Four, because in my bracket, I'm not going to have them, I kind of have to pick Wagner to beat North Carolina, don't I?
I think so.
I got to take Wagner over
Carolina. Yeah, no. In the end, you know, part of the joy of filling out the brackets as you can now to compete against all of us here at Fox Sports Radio is having people mock us for our lack of aptitude and success in covering a sport that they hadn't paid attention to all year.
Hmm.
But since they pick better than you.
No, I usually do pretty well.
No, but I'm just saying, the collective you, as in all of us at Fox Sports Radio.
No, you
there's
guys
some gleefulness about that.
No, it's
I really don't care.
I usually do pretty well. Yeah. Because regardless of the team, I applied a very specific philosophy in picking the games. Very specific. Just happy 91st birthday to Michael Caine.
Yeah.
But this year I've already decided I'm going against it.
Okay.
I'm going against my long-term philosophy.
Sometimes you got to go against the grain.
Got to do it. Got to do
Busted
it.
Busted out some Garth Brooks in your philosophy.
I decided I'm going to completely go against. Because I have my beta version of my bracket
up. I started mine.
My beta version is up, but it's not ready yet. It's kind of like if you do strands on the New York Times thing. Yeah, strands with connections and Wordle and everything. So I have my beta version up, but it's not 100% yet. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, first iteration.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Rome was not built in the day.
No. But now I know because, look, with Wagner winning, I got to make sure I go back and have Wagner beating North Carolina now. So I got to go back and fix that.
Got to fix the glitch.
Yeah.
You know, take out the one seed.
Seahawks, yo. Seahawks.
How great is that?
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Wagner College.
Dude, they finished with 14 points for the half.
Yeah, buddy. Halftime right now. Colorado State in a seemingly insurmountable 27-14 lead over Virginia. 14 for Virginia. 14 points.
27.
Yeah, but 27 looks like 70.
You look like world beaters.
It's like they could just put out three guys for the second half, say, Virginia, get to the hoop if you can, and they'd still win the game.
We were running it up. How did you score? 27.
I mean, they had 14 with 4 minutes to go in the half. 4 minutes to go in the half, they had 14. They stayed at 14. Told you the under 20 was the way to go.
Yeah.
Under 20 is the way to go. So here we are. We are off to a big start tonight. NCAA tournament there. We'll keep you updated because, you know, you pick brackets. But coming up next, another big move in the NFL today. Another team needed a big player. Got one. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. We'll get to that big NFL story in a second, but boy, you know, I really would like to be in, you know, a fly on the wall here. So hopefully we're getting Donald Copeland, Wagner head coach, to join us in a few minutes and talk about Wagner's win, first win NCAA tournament. They beat Howard. You know, we talked about what the speech would be on the inside of the locker room. And, you know, it's Staten Island, right? Which is, you know, it's Staten Island. It would be, hey, you think we can go beat these jabronis, North Carolina? Huh? What do you think? Huh? What do you think? If anybody in this room doesn't think we can win this game, you could leave right now. You could leave right. You could drop out right now. You can go out with Paulie, and he'll take you outside right now, and you could drop out. But we're going to win this game.
We're watching with no sound, right? They're at halftime, and they show, all right, here we are inside the locker room. And you can just see everybody looking at him, and he's clearly cracking jokes, right, having fun with it. And they're all looking around like, why do we have this TV camera in here? Why can't we just have our moment? Get out of here. Leave us alone.
Hey, remember beginning of the season when I brought you guys uniforms and you said, where the hell did these come from? And I said, hey, there's a truck came.
You guys got the uniforms off the back of the truck, put them on, look where we are now. We won a game in the NCAA tournament, okay? We're on TV, we're on CBS, right? Does your mom, hey, don't all your moms watch CBS? Don't they watch that Howie Mandel show, right? Okay, so this is where the games are going to be on CBS. True TV is a lot of crazy stuff on True. We're on that, we're on that channel now. It's where we are. Pride of Staten Island right here. That's what we got.
The craziness of True TV.
Yeah, that's what we got right here.
Or not TV.
We got right here.
You know, he played in Gdansk, Staten Poland.
He played all over. He played all over the map with Donald Copeland.
We had kids in our neighborhood that were from Gdansk.
Nice. Yeah. Gdansk sounds a pretty cool place
to be.
Pretty
cool. G-D-A-N.
You know how Berman would announce that? He would say, hey, and it's not just basketball, but maybe you all could shut up and Gdansk your way into the NCAA tournament. DJ.
And I'm going to stab you with my pen. What a night. So much NBA action.
Hey, Mo. Howard loses to Wagner by 3 at the buzzer. DJ. DJ, Howard's end comes at the hand of the Wagner Seahawks. DJ.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Howard's end. That's terrifying.
1972. I got Howard's end. 1992, rather. And I think I need to do more with the Bobby Wagner Seahawks because, you know, Bobby Wagner Seahawks is kind of the same thing right there.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Speaking of football, we'll have more from college basketball. We will not talk about Colorado State and Virginia until Virginia gets another basket. All right? We're going to put a ban on talking about that game until Virginia.
You're fired.
14 points in the first half. 14 points. 14. Not even a point a minute offense here in the first four games.
Terrible.
This kind of kills my, hey, the NCAA's got to expand to 72 teams for the first four games.
Oh, no, it's
going to
be 76.
This kind of hurts.
Yeah, no, we're going to get at least another 8 teams, if not more.
We need more games like this in with the guys at 14 points. Hey. Really, is what we got? Now I'm back in my Staten Island accent.
Are you watching? Are you paying attention? Are you betting?
Hey, I'll tell
you what. That's the big point in all of it. Are you getting to the window for these games? If the handle is big enough, keep adding.
Did you know everyone wants to feel special, and Discover wants you to feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, they do apply. So the big NFL move of the day, Mike Williams, one of the big free agent wide receivers on the market.
Look at that.
No longer on the market.
No.
Going to the Jets. Jets,
how about
yo.
That?
Jets, yo.
Is it because that guy sent them that breakfast sandwich?
Well, there's a lot to this. First of all, let me say this. For 1 year and $15 million. So the fact that a fan sent Mike Williams a breakfast sandwich at Jets headquarters today, waiting for him, so he walked in. Like, that was a big story today. This guy decided I'm going to buy bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich for Mike Williams. And Mike Williams ate it. There's video of him eating the sandwich.
See?
And
that's a quality move.
Now, and everybody on social media is going, that's why they signed right there. Yes, that and $15
million. For
that's
1 year.
That's why Mike Williams signed with the Jets.
That's why Blake Snell'd it.
Now, first thing, let me tell you. My world was opened up to a whole new way of eating breakfast when I started eating like bacon, egg, and cheese and ham, egg, and cheese sandwiches in high school. You get ones with really soft rolls that are just steaming hot. Fantastic, man. Oh, I want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich right
get
now.
Get one with a nice, good slab of bacon. Not like.
Well, it's got to be thicker bacon. And it's got to be like
bacon.
on a croissant type sandwich there. Oh, man.
All right. Who's looking that up? Seeing if that could get
shipped. Bacon, egg, and cheese. Bex and Hex, we would call them. Bex and Hex. You want bacon, egg, and cheese or ham, egg, and cheese?
Kind of like the way this works.
That's a big thing right
there.
You're
a real ham and egg.
I'm glad. I didn't know that. I'm glad the fan decided to send the sandwich to Mike Williams. I'm glad Mike Williams ate it and everything seems fine. I don't know how long it sat there for. I mean, because, you know, you leave eggs out for a long time.
No,
I don't know.
That's a good point.
But he actually did take a bite out of it. Like, I was like, ooh, you're going to really? No, this is great. This is a fun thing and everything. But you're going to take a bite out of food that somebody you don't know brought and dropped off for you. And I don't know how long it sat at the desk.
No, I think I'd be in on that.
Mike Williams to the front desk for a sandwich. Mike Williams to the front desk for a sandwich.
Haven't you always wanted to be at your office and have somebody say that to you? I mean,
sure.
I know you've not worked an office job. Maybe scenes.
I'd be awful in an office. But I'd be the worst employee
just
ever.
Say you're at an office job, or even when you were back as, you know, the greatest production assistant in ESPN history, as you claim.
If
someone said, hey, Jason, get down to the front lobby. Mm-hmm. Someone sent you a sandwich.
Oh, I know. I'd go.
You'd
in
be
a second.
Down there in a second.
In a second.
And you wouldn't ask how long it had been sitting there.
No.
You wouldn't test whether it was lukewarm or maybe boiling because of the hot.
But I don't know who's going to. Maybe somebody sent it to him because, hey, he's supposed to come visit my team, and if he gets a little bit of food poisoning or something, he can't come visit. So, and he's got to leave the Jets, and then he comes visit me. I have a bad experience there. He got food poisoning from a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, or a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich. So, he's a public figure,
but
man.
But is it tough, though, that, like, I'm really conflicted here? Because I'm all about the, hey, you gave me a sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
But at the same point, I would not take any kind of random beverage you handed me. Like a cup of coffee, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, thinking of nightclub and... bar experiences and, okay. and what can happen to you.
Well, I've seen a lot of movies. I know what happens when you go to a bar. It happens that way. Yeah, it does. Because it's very easy. Because I didn't know how easy it was for bad guys in movies to just get two drinks and then very slowly and in front of a lot of people open up something, put it in a drink, swirl it around, and then hand it to someone.
But maybe
it's very easy.
Cahooch with the bartender.
It's very... Oh, see?
See, that's...
Are you watching Bosch like me now? Because that's what I... No. That's I think too, man. That and planting evidence. That's my big thing is planting evidence. Can I plant evidence somewhere? I want to plant evidence. We got to get this guy. Plant evidence. Let's plant it right there. That pendant was not in my... It was not hanging in my room. It was in my backpack. That pendant was not there.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah, no. Planting evidence, no. Your dad was a cop. He planted evidence, right?
No.
I thought you said he did. I thought you said he was huge at that.
Huge.
I thought you said all he did was plant evidence.
I mean, he was pretty quick on a basketball court, but okay. I don't know if his hands were that fast.
Did you tell me the one time he planted the wrong evidence for the wrong crime and it really got crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He was a had the ability, and this saved him quite often. Learn to type, kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Saved him in the whole Vietnam world.
Oh, all right.
He was in Germany.
Yeah.
Instead of... being on the line.
In the cop shows, it also saves people from bad things because, like, hey, can you help us on this raid? No, I got a mountain of paperwork to fill out.
Well,
fill it out.
But he did dispatching.
Fill it out.
I saw the trunk of commendations, and I certainly saw the number of cigarettes he smoked through the year.
Bodies in the trunk, too?
Does it? No.
Because there's a lot of bodies. In Bosch, every trunk they open, there's a body in it.
No, I mean, there's every a body once in a while, every we'd trunk. Open it, we'd find a blackjack.
No, okay.
Like, I don't know if you use that one, Dad. Sawed off billy club, things like that.
Okay, all
right. We had those around.
Because in Bosch, they always
up there was where the gun was. You didn't go there.
Oh, okay. Because there's always fingerprints and bloodstains everywhere. Like, oh, you didn't get this part of the blood. They washed the entire inside of the car, but no, we missed this one little part. And of course, Bosch finds it like within 4 seconds.
I was watching episode of Law and Order. I love Law and Order. But like everything's stripped out, everything's clean. And it's like, oh, looky here. And it's the bloodstained
shoes.
I'm like,
sure.
Everything else is gone.
Yeah.
But forgot the, $2,000 shoes. Yeah.
Forensics went through this with a fine-tooth comb. They were at it since 8 o'clock this morning. What'd they find? Nothing. What's this right here? What did I just find in 1 second? Oh, look what I found. Yeah, it's a black cake. Can we process that? Great. Oh, okay, great.
Wow, that's a Giorgio Armani tie.
Wow, look at
it's
that.
Just sitting there.
There's a fingerprint and blood right in the middle of it. Okay, can we get...
It's a perfect print, too.
Yeah, and
it's not even a partial.
You know what else I find out? We don't even... No, as long as you have a partial print, you don't need a whole print. Like, you just have partial prints always work. They always work. Partial print works.
Well, it's kind of like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
All I need is a little bit.
Partial print always
and
works.
And I can finish the job.
Now, look, as far as Mike Williams to the Jets goes, am I excited? Yes, because they absolutely need a number two wide receiver.
That is what we started.
Yes, that is what we started. Yeah, Grandpa, remember we started talking about this a few minutes ago? I am excited because they needed somebody else, right? They didn't have another number two receiver. They had Garrett Wilson and nobody else. Now, will Mike Williams be great for the 8 or 9 games he plays?
There's the $15 million question.
On that MetLife turf? Yeah, that's where to go. Hey, the worst turf in the league. Let's put a guy, sign a guy for $15 million who can't stay healthy.
Who's had, what, hamstring, knee, ankle?
I mean,
spend
300 grand and put new turf in. Do something. Spend money on that, Woody. Spend money. But look, he's one of the best guys out there. And when he plays, he produces. He is a terrific number two. Is it more money than you would expect to spend? Yeah, but once I saw Darnell Mooney go for 3 years and $39 million, you knew money for receivers is going to be crazy. You knew it was going to be absolutely crazy. So yeah, this is kind of the going rate. And if you're telling me the Jets are going to go in with Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and then maybe Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Dunze, suddenly because those guys are going to be available, there's going to be guys like that available 5 through 10 because the quarterbacks are all going to go the first 4 picks. So suddenly I'm feeling really good about the offense. And now I'm back from, Aaron Rodgers, vice president, Aaron Rodgers, and all the conspiracy theories. So now I'm thinking, hey, Super Bowl, man, I'm excited. We did a good – I'm excited the job we did in free agency. Nobody signs players who are hurt and they're hoping for bounce-back seasons better than the Jets.
No, that's good.
Nobody. Nobody.
No, that's right. I mean, the highlight of your season last year was Rodgers running out with the American flag.
I mean, that's how I know the Jets are going to sign a guy. Is he a really good player, but does he have injury concerns? Yeah, he's at the top of our list. 100%. Top
look,
of our
I'm
list.
I'm going to do a flyby here on the Mooney thing. It's just another example in a long list of the NFL saying, we kind of like the component parts. Because, you know, Getsy got a job with the Raiders real fast.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then Mooney gets $13 million a year. That's another indictment on old number one before he left. Left for Pittsburgh there. But for Mike Williams, yeah, we've watched him here in Los Angeles for years. Capable of the spectacular. Capable of being a number one for stretches of a season. But he can't stay on the field. And so now it's, how do you meter that? Like, what are you doing in his route tree? What are you doing in his training? To your point, go spend $500,000 and change out the surface and give the guys a puncher's chance. But you look at the way the wide receiver position rolled out and the money that went to a number of players of that ilk, because we talked about it at the beginning of things, that it wasn't a robust, huge list of world beaters out there. A bunch of guys that could be, you know, 1As or 2s, and Mike Williams is the last guy standing. So there you go.
I like Mike Williams. How long he's going to play? I mean, really, I expect he's going to get hurt. I'm just hoping
that... Are you going to bring in Odell Beckham?
When he does get hurt, he gets hurt to a point where he can still play most of the... He can still play at the end of the season.
Okay.
Like, he gets hurt early instead of getting hurt late.
You're going to bring back
McCall Harmon? No.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Now, I do want to say this, because I want people to always know we're telling the truth on things. Mm-hmm. It was 12 minutes ago when it looked like the second half was about to start in Virginia and Colorado State. And I said, we're not going to talk about this game until Virginia scores another point. They were losing 27-14 at halftime. I want you to know that we are at the 17-minute mark of the second half.
Yeah.
And I have not lied. It is still 14 points for Virginia. Again, 15:50 left to go in this game. Virginia does have one basket. They have 2 points. However, Colorado State leads this 37 to 16. Really, I mean, I want the NCAA tournament to go to 72 teams, but boy, it's really hard after watching this game.
Hey, this is an outlier. Whew,
I'll tell you.
And right now, people are live betting the hell out of this thing.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, coming up next, boy, do we have to tell you about some big-time changes you're going to see coming to college basketball and college football really, really soon after the big news today. That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Virginia is 8-39 from the floor tonight. They trail Colorado State by 20 with 13 minutes to go in the second half. That's also Joe Douglas's percentage. Getting free agents for the Jets. 8-38. That's how much it's
worth. Well, I mean, you started slowly. I mean, you got a big get today. So, you know, you're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
UCLA Dodger Frank, as he's want to do with us in the fun and exciting world of Twitter, and you can get a hold of us at How About a Fresca at Swollen Dome, reminding us that the tournament committee did this to us by giving us Virginia instead of Indiana State and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'll go even one step further. Today began with Clemson suing the ACC to leave. ACC should sue Virginia for tonight. You're embarrassing us, man.
How about we sue?
Here comes back to sue you. So
I should be watching someone cry over hot wings or something instead of this crap.
But look, as Virginia continues to embarrass the ACC and all of college basketball with their performance tonight, today began with a very big moment. We knew Florida State was suing the ACC to try to get out. It's very complicated. It's a big payout. But listen, when a team wants out of a conference, they usually find a way to make it happen. Clemson has become the second team to sue the ACC to get out because they want a bigger payday in one of the other two bigger conferences, whether it's the Big Ten or more likely the SEC. And we told you this for a long time. The ACC is on life support because eventually Florida State and Clemson and Miami are all going to say, yeah, ACC is not good for us anymore. We need to be in the SEC. And when those three teams leave, the ACC will turn to the Pac-12 and they will cease to exist. That is going to happen after this news today. You know, Florida State wants out, Clemson wants out, and you know Miami's going to say, well, we're going to go too. But you're talking about the two biggest teams in the ACC. The two teams holding up the ACC are both saying, we want out. That is going to kill the ACC conference. And in a couple of years, it's going to be like the Pac-12 this year. A couple of teams left. All the other teams are going to try to find a way to hook into the Big Ten or the SEC or the Big 12 and try to find a way. More than likely, what's going to happen is the SEC will take those top two or three teams. Maybe the Big Ten winds up taking somebody, but all those also-ran teams will go to the Big 12 because they'll try to stay afloat. And it really will be the Big Ten and the SEC have everybody. And the Big 12 is just, hey, they're the other Power 5 teams that are kind of left over. Because with everybody else leaving for the for the SEC, they don't have that anymore. And clearly, they're going to be the third conference. But make no mistake, this news today, the ACC, it's just a matter of time. They're not going to be a conference in a couple of years.
Good thing the Big 10 and the SEC have all those guaranteed slots in the redefined playoff system now. That was affirmed again today. Florida State, the Board of Trustees, this goes back to December to give it a little bit of specificity, the grant of rights and the withdrawal fee of $130 million. We covered it at the time and truly went pretty deep on it when it comes down to a decade plus of television deals. The hell signing that long a deal? Like, that was one of the biggest, especially with the way the landscape was changing, that you would go that far out. Now, that's not as egregious as everything that the Pac-12 did, although they're all excited for their two member schools. I sent you the press release that they put out today.
Sure.
But the idea that the rest of the football and basketball and really just college athletics at all is going to stay status quo, no chance. I mean, the tectonic plates have been moving. And they move pretty fast. And $130 million, when you get a split of what the Big Ten and the SEC are cooking, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's 2 to 3 years of money. Let's go.
Look, and this is also why to never worry so much about college football, because it just changes every year. It changes everything. That phrase, the one constant is change, that's college football. That's college basketball. It's going to change.
No, but that's just it, right? I mean, the one thing you could not like about it is, yeah, they didn't put guardrails in. There wasn't much foresight. But if you're raking in cash, are you looking towards the rainy days? No, you're not.
No,
you're sitting out in the sun. You're enjoying the hell out of yourself.
I got a great front-loaded deal. I'm not worried about all that money at the end of the deal. Nah, it's going to be fine.
Wait, now we have to re-up and wait. They went bankrupt? But went out of business, or mismanaged this?
In a 4-year span, we're going to wave goodbye to the Pac-12 and the ACC as conferences. That's going to happen. Because they're holding up the ACC. Both these teams want out. Forget it. The ACC is cooked. Absolutely cooked.
Cooked.
Which means Syracuse can go back to the Big East in basketball, which I'd be pretty happy for. Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more college hoops coming up next, but one big NFL topic I think you and me and everybody listening is going to have the same opinion on. We're all going to agree on what we're going to talk about next, Fox.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.